With me to talk about the Mentor Buckeye program is OSU grad student Devontae Haynes and OSU junior Commodore Williams. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
So you both and one other of your fellow students helped to create the program Mentor Buckeye, and I understand it's in its third year now.
Yes.
Devontae, you graduated from Cleveland Public Schools, and you said you had a hard time in school, that it was tough to decide to go to college and to, I guess, have those proper role models. Was that one of the reasons behind your idea of this program?
Yes. So I wouldn't say tough to decide to go to college, but navigating that process and learning how to do it and seeing people like you who went through that experience.
And so what is your thought then behind this program? How do you think this will help?
I think it gives students motivation. It shows them people who look like them, who have made it out of similar situations that are now in college, but then it also gives them someone that they can talk to help them navigate the collegiate process of how to apply when you're looking at financial aid, because a lot of these students come from families that have never went to college, so they don't have parents that they can talk to about navigating that process or how to form their application essay and things like that.
So how exactly then does this work then? One student from Ohio State then teams up with a high school student?
One student from Ohio State teams with a high school student, but they also have a member of the community who's established in their career, and that acts as the community leader mentor for the student as well, for the high school student and the college student.
All right. So Commodore, tell us about your background and why you decided this was a good idea and why you wanted to put this program together.
Yeah, so in coming to college, I always knew that college was going to be the next step for me after high school. It was just that path that I was on. I didn't really have any role models to look up to necessarily. It was just the track that I was on, given my financial situation where I was from. But I know that I wouldn't have been able to navigate the FAFSA or the application process without my parents. And so coming here and working in the community surrounding Columbus and with our students, I've seen that they don't necessarily have that same support system and that same ease of that access to knowledge and the resources. And so to be able to provide that and at least help along that journey is, I think, very necessary for the work that we do.
So I understand, Commodore, that you were from somewhat of a privileged background, I would guess. You weren't from an inner city impoverished area. So how do you connect with the students then that are from difficult backgrounds?
Yes, well, I think that kids are kids and people are people. And my mentor, Anthony, and I connected through music, through just the people that we are. We're very similar students. And so some of the problems that he's faced in school, I've also faced in school. It's more than just, you know, your family situation or your financial situation. School is school, and you can come through the same obstacles, I think, no matter where you are. And so it's been now 3 years that I've spent with him. And so we have a lot of history now, and we've grown throughout these years much closer than I thought that we would have started. So,
what exactly do you do then together?
I bring Anthony to campus, and we'll go study in Thompson Library or something like that. He loves Ohio State, and so I'll bring him up when I can and pick him up, or we'll take him out to go get food with our community mentor, and we'll get dinner and talk about how his grades are doing or how his family's doing, and just if he wants any help with anything, if he needs something, anything that we can bring him.
And Devontae?
Through the program, we track the students' grades and behavior, and then we also just see how they develop personally and through leadership opportunities. So in addition to the opportunities that the students get with their mentors one-on-one, the Office of Student Life also provides them with different experiential learning opportunities. So they've gotten to go to the State of the City address. We also do fun opportunities. So we went to Sky Zone as a group. We do cookouts as a group.
Well, thank you so much. I've been talking with OSU grad student Devontae Haynes and also OSU junior Commodore Williams about the Mentor or Buckeye program. Thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you.
Thank you.